Well, hello, gentlemen, and good morning to you. Now, I've just come back from being downtown. I've got to share this with you and just get it off my chest. Yeah, I know I could go to a psychiatrist and pay them thousands of bloody dollars, but I think it's best to do it this way. Now, as we all know, us real men, femmes have always been entitled and privileged, but it's far more noticeable today. And I don't really call it entitlement or privilege, I call it arrogance. You see femmes walking along the street as if they own the street, and they're the most important thing on it. They have become very, very obnoxious. And how did they get that way? They didn't build the street, the man did. They didn't even have the idea to make a street in the first place. But they walk along it as if they own it, and it's theirs. But they do it all the time, don't they? They wait for a man to make something and get it into good condition so it's working fine. Then they just own it. Take it over, as if it's theirs. Well, at least in their mind they do. Take a look at buses and bus conductors. Let's go back a long way. Well, not too long, it's my lifetime. There were male bus conductors, male bus drivers. They're the ones who pioneered it, invented it, made a business of it. But then all of a sudden a femme comes along and is going to be a bus driver. And acts as if she's the best driver since the beginning of time. They all seem to piggyback on the back of whatever man has made, and then gives him no respect for what he's done, and then acts as if they own it. It's almost as if they're waiting outside a sort of a factory where man is inventing and making stuff. And as soon as the man makes something that actually works, the femme takes it and then kicks the man in the head. They did that with football and soccer. It was always a man thing. Because men played it for fun. And there was no money in it at the beginning. There was just dirt, mud, broken bones. But because man loved the sport, he continued with it. And soon as the megabucks started rolling in, that's when femmes got interested in it. If footballers got paid exactly what they got paid, say, 50-some years ago, femmes wouldn't be playing football. Or maybe the odd one. And of course, man invents and builds some stuff for everybody, including femmes. But at least give man respect for it, instead of pretending that you own it. Man should be just like femmes. For the things that man has invented, men can use it for so much. But femmes, it's double the price. And if it was the other way round, definitely that would be the case, wouldn't it? If we'd be allowed to use it at all, in fact. Well, there you go, guys. It's just the entitlement I felt when I went downtown with all the femmes that I come across. Thinking that they were complete princesses. It made me feel I should shield my eyes and kneel when a femme went by. If I want something, I think I'll order online next time. Yeah, you take it easy, guys.